Paul before Felix and Agrippa. Well, they captured Paul, the Jews captured Paul in Jerusalem, and they tried to kill him, but the Romans came and rescued him. But then the Romans put him in prison, and the Jews were trying to get the Romans to kill him. And the Jews hated Paul so much because he preached the gospel of Jesus and called upon them to repent, that some of them made a promise to each other that they would not eat nor drink until they had killed Paul. And they came to the priests and the elders and said, "Ask the chief captain to bring Paul down to you tomorrow, pretending that you want to ask him some more questions.
Coming down, we'll jump out and kill him."
But the son of Paul's sister heard of their plans and went to the castle and told Paul. When he got to the castle, he was just a boy or a young person.
How old do you think he was?
Well, I don't know, but why I say that is because he comes to the chief officer and says, "Can I talk to Paul?" And he's allowed to, and then Paul tells him to go and share this with the other people, and they take him by the hand as if he's maybe a boy who was a bit frightened. Maybe he'd overheard this conversation, like you as children sometimes overhear conversations. So again, God worked through a young person, a boy maybe, to save Paul's life.
Now, he must have been braver than I am.
We don't know.
Quite nervous.
Well, he was surely nervous. That's
he
why.
He might be 7, he might be 8, he might be 2, he might be 4.
Well, I don't think he was 2 or 4, because he was old enough to go on his own.
But he might be 8.
But they took his hand, took him by the hand. And the chief captain told the young man, or the boy, "See that you don't tell anyone what you've told me." But he believed the boy, and he called 2 centurions, saying, "Make ready 200 soldiers and go to Caesarea with 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen. Go at the 3rd hour of the night, in the middle of the night, and bring this prisoner Paul safe to Felix." And that's what they did. So that young person saved Paul's life. You remember how Jesus also used a young boy and his 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed all those people, and God used Samuel when he was little. Well, Ananias the high priest and the elders, they came down with a man called Tertullus, who was speaking for them, and they came and complained about Paul, and they said, "We found this man creating division amongst the Jews all over the world, and he's a leader of the sect of the Nazarenes, the people who follow the man from Nazareth, that's the Christians. And he has done unclean things in the temple." Well, that wasn't true. "We would have judged him according to our law, but the chief captain came and took him out of our hands." Well, when Paul was invited to answer for himself, he said, "They did not find me in the temple arguing with anyone, nor creating any revolution or revolt or upset in any synagogues anywhere. They can't prove what they're accusing me of." And then Paul went on to explain that he was actually believing, as a Christian, everything that's actually in the Old Testament. Well, Felix decided to leave Paul in prison and wait for him to be judged again. And Festus then came into the province and commanded Paul to be brought to him. And the Jews again came from Jerusalem, accusing Paul of all sorts of things. And again Paul said, "Look, against the law of the Jews and against the temple, nor even against Caesar, I have done nothing wrong at all." So Festus said, "Well, do you want to go and be judged at Jerusalem?" And Paul said, "No, I want to be judged now at Caesar's judgment seat." That was in Rome, a long, long way away. I don't know why he wanted to do that. It was maybe to get more publicity for Christianity, or maybe he just said it in the heat of the moment, or maybe he just wanted to see Rome. Maybe it was his vision to go and preach the gospel as far away as Rome and go onwards to Spain. And Festus said,
he never went to Spain, did he?
Well, we don't know that he didn't, but he said in Romans that he wanted to, so it's great to have a vision to want to go around preaching, even if it doesn't work out. So eventually, Festus said, well, have you appealed to Caesar? To Caesar, you will go. And then a few days later, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea. And when they'd been there many days, Festus told the king about this strange man Paul they had. And Agrippa said, I'd like to hear this man myself. Festus said, tomorrow you can hear him. Because anyway, I need to write something to Caesar, because I can't send a prisoner to be tried in Rome without saying what crimes he's committed. They say Paul was really innocent. Well, Paul, in his chains and probably in his prison uniform, appeared before Agrippa and Bernice in all their pomp and their scarlet robes, and he preached to them about their need to repent and accept the way of God.
What does pomp mean?
Repent? Oh, pomp. Well, pride and looking really good, being proud of how you look. And Agrippa said to Paul at the end of it, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. And Paul said, I wish to God that not only you, but all that hear me this day were both almost and completely like I am, except these chains. He really disliked having the chains on him, and he quite often mentions them. And so there's things in our lives as well that are like our chains, and we don't want to have them. But God, in his wisdom, allowed Paul to spend those years in prison, both in Caesarea and later in Rome, because from there he thought out and wrote the letters that we've got. And he also preached the gospel, even from within prison. So God works through, in the bigger picture, our situations, although we might not appreciate it at the time. Well, after this, the king got up, and the governor and Bernice, and they chatted amongst themselves, saying, this man has done nothing worthy of death or even to be put in chains. And Agrippa said to Festus, this man might have been set at freedom if he had not appealed to Caesar.